Your book, The Bible Code, I'm telling you, man, it affected this show, you know, for ever since it came out. I mean, other guests, people talking about it, controversy about it. So a couple of questions about it. Let's do that and then move to Howard Hughes. Like, for example, where and when did you discover the Bible Code?
Milf, I'm just a reporter. My background is Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. I was working on another book entirely, visiting with the chief of intelligence in Israel, and his young aide taking me back to my car said, "There's a mathematician in Jerusalem you have to meet." He discovered the exact day the Gulf War would begin, before the war started, in a code in the Bible. And I was getting to my car, and I just started to close the door, and my only comment was, "I'm not religious."
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He held the door open, he wouldn't let me close it, and he said, "Neither am I," but he found the exact day. And he gave me the name of the scientist, who turned out to be no one ordinary, one of the smartest people on the planet, the world's leading authority in the field of math that underlies quantum physics. And I'm a reporter. I was curious. I went to see him.
But you are a reporter. So my you know, I'm guessing that before you would swallow this to the point that you'd be willing to write about it, it would take a lot of convincing.
More than a lot of convincing. I was probably the most skeptical person on the planet. I'm not at all religious. I never have been. I'm not to this day, in fact, although I've written two books that are international bestsellers about the code in the Bible, which is without question real. But I cannot account for it. I can only tell you that it does exist.
So it is real.
Well, there's no question, in the world. It keeps coming true. I meet regularly with heads of intelligence agencies here and in Israel, and they don't meet with me because they are religious. Some are, some aren't. They meet with me because the code keeps coming true. World leaders meet with me for the same reason. The code keeps coming true. Now, I can only report that fact. I cannot tell you who it comes from
or why,
or how anyone or anything can possibly see the future. But the code does keep coming true.
Is there any relationship yet that's been discovered between the content of the literal text side of the Bible and the underlying codes? Is there a relationship, or are the underlying codes just completely contextually different?
It's a very interesting question, Art, and I don't have an answer for sure. The scientist who discovered the code is not only a mathematical genius, but also a deeply religious man. And he believes that since the Bible itself comes from God, because he believes what the Bible itself says, that God gave Moses the first five books in the Bible on Mount Sinai, that the code, since it's inherent in the text of the Bible, must also come from God. He is certain of it. I can't share his certainty because I'm not religious. I, in fact, don't even believe in God. I believe the code is real for the very simple reason that it keeps coming true.
But there is...
It's a reporter's reason. Okay, there's no leap of faith involved.
Do we know who wrote the Bible?
I don't know who wrote the Bible. All religious people believe that the Bible was dictated by God to Moses, the first five books, and that all of it was inspired by God. Now, I can't say that's not so. I have no proof one way or the other.
But since
I'm a reporter, I need evidence.
But, Michael, how could you go through the process of discovering that this was real beyond any question, even satisfying a very sophisticated reporter like yourself that it's true, and not, I don't know, you know, you said you don't believe in God, but not to start to have qualms. I mean, it's too incredible. It can't be, and yet you're telling me it is. Well, so that's so impossible that wouldn't you start to have little qualms?
Not qualms, because that would suggest fear. It doesn't arouse fear at all. A certain amount of awe.
Awe and wonder.
It's certainly the most exciting story I've been involved with. As a reporter, I could not ask for more, but it has, you're asking me, really, doesn't it raise questions about my pre-existing beliefs? Doesn't it challenge what I had previously thought?
I guess that's
the answer. Is, oh yeah, of course. The world turns out to be a far more interesting place than I had previously known. Okay.
Okay.
I will go that far. There are other levels of reality that I did not previously, as a flat-footed investigative reporter, possibly begin to believe. But I cannot tell you what else exists. I can only say with a certainty that since there's a code, there must be an encoder.
Yeah.
And it's not one of us. It's not one of us 3,000 years ago when the Bible was written, and it's not one of us now. None of us can see across time.
None of us can see across time. And if this is real, and you are saying it's real, then it sees across time. It. There are people who say it predicted the Holocaust. Did it?
Well, I mean, not in advance, because the code was not discovered until...
Doesn't matter.
After the Holocaust, but it was encoded in a 3,000-year-old text. So certainly... 3,000 years before the Holocaust happened, it was foreseen. What finally convinced me was not the extraordinary man who discovered the code, although he is the best person I've met in my life, the most intelligent, Professor Eliyahu Rips, but rather, and not the fact that other great mathematicians at Harvard, at Yale, at Hebrew University confirmed it was real. Finally, a code breaker at the U.S. National Security Agency, who set out to prove it was a hoax, instead proved it was real. None of that convinced me. I had too much skepticism. What finally convinced me is that I found myself in the code a warning that the Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Rabin, would be assassinated a year before he was killed. And I personally warned him a year ahead of time.
You did.
And then when Rabin was killed, as the code predicted, in the place the code predicted, in the year the code predicted, I said out loud, "Oh my God, it's real."